Now, my next guest, Jess Dorsey, has almost been here as long as I have, because we were going to go down memory lane now with soft rock hero, Mr. Jeff Dorsey. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, thank you, Dennis. How are you doing yourself? And happy birthday
to Express. Happy birthday, Express. It's been a mad 20 years, Jeff, isn't it? How did you first get involved?
Well, the thing for me was that I got invited in for a chat with Chris Carnegie, and right at the beginning there, the station hadn't even opened, and we had a chat, and he said, well, you know, you've been working on commercial radio, what would you like to do? And I said, well, you know, Chris, I've got this idea for a show where we're going to do lots of interviews, we're going to have some live lounge, and play some cutting-edge music, and let's call it the Soft Rock Show. And it started there day one. I was on the air and Monday nights, and still there Monday nights 20 years later.
Wow. What a journey, mate. We've both seen some wonderful people come and go. But before we mention that, some of your memories over the last 20 years, I'm going to try and nail this down within a minute. Tell us some of your memories of Express over the last 20 years, Jeff.
Well, I think the main thing has always been the interviews. I mean, over time, Daz, would you believe we've done 3,200 interviews?
Wow.
and of course, the whole point about it was so many people have come in, started their career, and then have gone on to bigger things. So always lucky with that way. I mean, I've been blessed with a number of things, not just here, but elsewhere in the world. I mean, to get invited to go to Las Vegas by Queen and ended up with 33,100 at the T-Mobile, 12 in the green room, and Diane and I were two of them. You know, now, you know, that's a memory in itself.
Yeah,
but, but luckily, you know, some great people that we've met and interviews, had a great chat with a guy called Hal Blaine, the leader of the Wrecking Crew, played on 30,000 pieces of music, 1,000 hits, and 100 number ones, things like Bridge Over Troubled Water and Mr. Tambourine Man, and get invited to his home and then do an interview back on the Soft Rock Show, you know. So all of that worked well. Of course, without any shadow of a doubt, and it was good to hear Andy Grace on, a very good friend, because Horace McGildhall's celebrating 100 years this year.
Yeah.
When we started the Wall of Fame in 2014, we didn't know, Aid and I, how big it was going to become. But when you look at the wall now, they've devoted a whole room to it there. And we've been able to induct people like Roger Daltrey, Mark King, Graham Goldman from 10cc, Mark King Level 42. Heather Small was the most recent one from M People. And, you know, these people have been really great to us because it's a three-way deal, Daz, you know, with us, with the station, and with the Portsmouth Guildhall, and it was good to hear Andy on there shortly.
Yeah, now listen, we can't let you go without a mention to your sidekick and someone, you know, that carried the flag of Express FM probably better than a lot of people have, Mr. Adrian Collis. It was a sad loss to Jeff. What would you like to say about Adrian?
Well, Adrian passed away in 2023 for a massive heart attack, and you know, it was just a terrible time when his son phoned me one Saturday night and said this accident happened and fatal. Mm. And but Aid was great for me because he was a different animal in that he was always going to gigs. He'd really covered a lot of ground. He wasn't a radio presenter, but he took to it like a duck to water. And I think, you know, the balance between us and a bit of humour as well. And it's interesting, you know, about pronunciations. We've got a name of somebody that's on the playlist now. Bia Badoobi, the number of times I mispronounced that, and he nearly keeled over. And actually, what I'm doing today, Daz, is in my studio where I'm at now, I've still kept Adrian's microphone and his chair. And, you know, I look across occasionally and think, what would he have said about that group, or what would he have done? Yeah. And he was just great for me and just good fun to be with, and a sad loss.
Absolutely, and it was such a positive, happy-go-lucky guy who really sort of brought artists out that you would have never heard of. It was great for breaking new people onto the airwaves, and a great relationship he had with a lot of artists, including his good friend who was in Free.
Yeah, of course, Andy Fraser.
Yeah.
I mean, he managed Andy Fraser for the last 2 years of his life. It was always good finding these new artists, you know, and bearing in mind, you know, some of them are so much younger than ourselves, but they were just, you know, great to be with. And he sorted it out and always going to gigs. And, of course, he was a promoter and a manager as well, and he had his own record label. So, you know, he came in contact with these people so often.
Yeah, it was great. Now, I'm going to take you right back now, Jeff, to one of the first days that we met, and it was a little OB we did at Wimmering Manor. That was fun.
It was, yeah. I think was Ellie with us there? I think so. And it was great stuff. I mean, these outside broadcasts were really fun. I mean, somewhere along the line, I mean, the chaos that was about in there. I heard Andy Gray's talk in there. Just one quick story. We lined up a Queen extravaganza, and the guy was in Nashville, and we thought it was great. Andy came in, we thought we'd talk about it there. Put up the fader, and all the phones went down. I mean, we just so much chaos going on. Thanks to the university for that one. As we know, it was good fun. So many good stories, and the outside broadcast you did with Dad. I mean, the one you did at the Guildhall was great. You know, we had that good fun there where we had Spike Edney.
Yeah,
Spike, what a guest.
Yeah,
I mean,
phenomenal.
You know, phenomenal. And of course, local guy, you know, I mean, although he lives in America now and comes across, but you know, he was brought up in the area.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was good fun. I always remember him saying, "I'll come to the studio." And normally they stay 20 minutes. You know, Spike stayed 2 hours. you threw a name at him there, you know, like Amy Winehouse or Roy Wood or Tony Hadley. And he had a story about everyone. And, of course,
amazing.
Great stories about Freddie, which were terrific. If you've got a moment, I'll give you one particular story.
Go for it, mate. You've got 30 seconds.
Okay, right. Okay. Freddie Mercury loved ball games. They're on a train, the bullet train, going from Tokyo to Osaka. And they've got Trivial Pursuits out there. It came to a shunt, and everything went all over the floor. And so Spike says, picture the scene here. Freddie Mercury on his knees with his backside in the air, looking for the counters for Trivial Pursuits.
What an image you've left us with, Jeff. Listen, may you have another 20 years of roaring success with the Soft Rock Show. Thanks for joining us today, Jeff, and good luck to you, mate.
Happy birthday to them.
Bye, bye, mate.
All the best. Thanks, Dave.